Harry, I mean, you said in the press conference there you'd rather be sat with your feet up on the beach with Sandra, yeah. And I think many people would, but three more games to go. It's a fairly unique experience for you, though, isn't it, the playoffs? Is it different in any way, shape or form?
Well, it's something different. As you said, I've not been involved in it before, but, you know, I would like to be on the... well, on holiday, but only if we were in the Premier League. If we weren't in the Premier League, I'd rather be here in the playoffs, so... you know, but no, it is new and it's something different, but it's exciting, you know. There's two games now, home and away with Wigan, two tough games, you know. They're a good side, and you know, if you'd have said to me at the start of the year, would I fancy to win this league apart from QPR, I'd have said Wigan. They were my fancy. I looked at their team, I thought they were a good team last year when they won the cup, they beat Man City. You know, I thought they were unlucky to get relegated in the end, really. Roberto Martinez was here. And they've got a very, very, very good squad of players. But so have we, and I think it's two evenly balanced teams.
Do previous games this season between QPR and Wigan have any influence over what's going to happen over the next 4 days?
Not really. I mean, we went up there early in the season. Owen was the manager, Owen Cole, and we went up there and played. I thought we played well that night, drew 0-0. And we were going very well at that time, you know. And then we had a tight game of them the other week that could have gone either way. We won 1-0. So I think they were quite evenly balanced, the two teams.
Big game players quite often come to the fore in these matches. And you know, some of those players are back to fitness. Charlie Austin in particular. I don't want to single someone out, but you know, he scored 3 goals in recent weeks having come back. How important is it for big game players to be featuring in these matches?
Yeah, well, you're relying on, you know, you're looking for them to come through now. You know, you've got lots of experienced players, Richard Dunn, Joey Barton, Clint Hill. You know, they've been there, Rob Green, they've been there and done it all, and they're going to be important as well. Their experience is going to be vital to us, you know.
And as far as maybe the club is concerned, how important is getting promotion, bouncing straight back into the Premier League, do you think?
Well, it's important. It's important, Phil, for all the four teams that are involved. It's important for Wigan as well, I'm sure, you know. It's important for Derby. Derby's a big club. They've spent most of the last, you know, big part of the 20 years since the Premier started, or whatever it was, in the Premier League. So, yeah, it's a big game for all the Brighton as well. Brighton's a club with great potential, you know, good crowds, beautiful stadium. All four teams are in there to try to get back in the Premier or get in the Premier.
And you've got experience as a manager of two-legged games at a really big level, you know, a huge level, Champions League level. Is there an approach in the first leg, especially away from home, that do you try and keep it tight? Do you try and make sure that you know, things are within your control for the second leg?
Well, you try, but you know, I wouldn't want to go away from home and then not have a bit of a go and come back, get beat, and then suddenly, I think we've got to go there. And you know, my attitude and my philosophy on football has always been to go and have a go, you know, and I think that won't change really. I'll go there and we'll be positive in the way we play, and you know, see if we can go and get at them at every opportunity.
Well, on Ugo Roslo, obviously he went in during the season. I mean, you know, from West London, from here up to Wigan, he's done a great job, really.
Yeah, he did a great job at Brentford. It's been carried on, you know, since he left. But he did a great job there, and he's gone to Wigan and done a fantastic job there. But you know, when he went in there, I thought it was a good job to take. Things just hadn't gone well there for Owen. But you looked at their squad, you know, and I think he's a top chairman, the chairman here as well, Dave Wigan. I've got a lot of time for him. I think he's a fantastic guy. So it was a good club to go and work for.
And how do you encourage or help players cope with pressure? Because suddenly there's a different pressure with a 46-game season when you're playing one game. These are two games that could dictate, you know, where the club go. I mean, it's a different type of pressure. How do you try and ensure that everyone has that eased off?
Well, I think we've got to keep as relaxed as we can, you know, but we work hard on the training ground today. We'll train tomorrow. I'm sorry, not tomorrow. We aren't trained. We'll train in the morning when we get up to Manchester area. So, you know, I think you've got to keep them sharp, keep them bright. You know, you don't want to be piling too much pressure on. I think we've got to relax and play. But at the same time, we know the importance of the job. So it's just getting that happy blend, really.
And futures of contracts, players, even, you know, what you do yourself will be thought about after the playoffs are finished.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about contracts, you know, really for next year and for players. Or it depends, you know, agents ring up. You don't know what type of players you're looking for, do you? If you're in the Championship, it's one type, you know, you're looking for players to play in the Championship on Championship wages. If they get in the Premier, you're looking for a different player again. So it just depends what division we're in, you know, and that will just. But there's an awful lot of lads here who who will be here. If you got in the Premier League, I'm sure they would be, you know, the nucleus of the squad you'd want to keep.
Just finally, a word on the fans. Over 3,000 expected to travel on a Friday night to the Northwest. Not an easy journey.
No.
Should give everyone real encouragement.
Yeah, fantastic support, you know, and really that's what you're doing it for. It's for the fans, and you want to go up there tomorrow and turn their performance and send them home happy. That's the key. You know, we're playing for them, really.